Sec 3712, Organized and Abusive Human Smuggling Activities, Enhanced Penalties, 1. In General Title IIA USC 1151 et sec, is amended by adding at end the following. Sec 295, Organized Human Smuggling. A. Prohibited activities whoever while acting for profit or other financial gain knowingly directs or participates in an effort or scheme to assist or cause five or more persons other than the parent, spouse, or child of the offender. 1. To enter, attempt to enter, or prepare to enter the United States. A. By fraud, falsehood, or other corrupt means. B. At any place other than a port or place of entry designated by the Secretary. R. C. In a manner not prescribed by the immigration laws and regulations of the United States. R. Due to travel by air, land, or sea toward the United States, whether directly or indirectly. 8. Knowing that the persons seek to enter or attempt to enter the United States without lawful authority. And B. With the intent to aid or further such entry or attempted entry. R. 3. To be transported or moved outside of the United States. 8. Knowing that such persons are aliens in unlawful transit from one country to another or on the high seas. And B. Under circumstances in which the persons are in fact seeking to enter the United States without official permission or legal authority, shall be punished as provided in subsection C or D. B. Conspiracy and attempt. Any person who attempts or conspires to violate subsection A of this section shall be punished in the same manner as a person who completes a violation of such subsection. C. Base penalty except as provided in subsection D. Any person who violates subsection A or B shall be fined under Title 18, imprisoned for not more than 20 years, or both. T. Enhanced penalties. Any person who violates subsection A or B shall 1. In the case of a violation, during and in relation to which a serious bodily injury as defined in section 1365 of Title 18 occurs to any person, be fined under Title 18, imprisoned for not more than 30 years, or both. 2. In the case of a violation, during and in relation to which the life of any person is placed in jeopardy, be fined under Title 18, imprisoned for not more than 30 years, or both. 3. In the case of a violation involving 10 or more persons, be fined under Title 18, imprisoned for not more than 30 years, or both. 4. In the case of a violation involving the bribery or corruption of a U.S. or foreign government official, be fined under Title 18, imprisoned for not more than 30 years, or both. 5. In the case of a violation involving robbery or extortion as those terms are defined in paragraph 1 or 2, respectively of section 1951b, be fined under Title 18, imprisoned for not more than 30 years, or both. 6. In the case of a violation during and in relation to which any person is subjected to an involuntary sexual act as defined in section 2246(2) of Title 18, be fined under Title 18, imprisoned for not more than 30 years, or both. R. 7. In the case of a violation resulting in the death of any person, be fined under Title 18, imprisoned for any term of years or for life, or both. The lawful authority defined. 1. In general, in this section, the term lawful authority, it means permission, authorization, or license that is expressly provided for in the immigration laws of the United States or accompanying regulations, and B. does not include any such authority secured by fraud or otherwise obtained in violation of law, nor does it include authority sought but not approved. 2. Application to travel or entry. No alien shall be deemed to have lawful authority to travel to or enter the United States if such travel or entry was as or would be in violation of law. F. Effort or scheme. For purposes of this section, effort or scheme to assist or cause five or more persons does not require that five or more persons enter, attempt to enter, prepare to enter, or travel at the same time, so long as the acts are completed within 1 year. Sec. 296, unlawfully hindering immigration, border, and customs controls. A. Illicit stopping whoever knowingly transmits to another person the location, movement, or activities of any federal, state, or tribal law enforcement agency with the intent to further a federal crime relating to United States immigration, customs controlled substances, agriculture, monetary instruments, or other border controls shall be fined under Title 18, imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both. B. Disruption of United States border controls. Whoever knowingly and without lawful authorization destroys, alters, or damages any fence, barrier, sensor, camera, or other physical or electronic device deployed by the federal government to control the border or port of entry, or otherwise seeks to construct, excavate, or make any structure intended to defeat, circumvent, or evade any such fence, barrier, sensor, camera, or other physical or electronic device deployed by the federal government to control the border or port of entry shall be fined under Title 18, imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both, and if at the time of the person uses or carries a firearm, or who in furtherance of any such crime possesses a firearm, that person shall be fined under Title 18, imprisoned not more than 20 years, or both. C. Conspiracy and attempt. Any person who attempts or conspires to violate subsection A or B of this section shall be punished in the same manner as a person who completes a violation of subsection B. 2. Table of Contents Amendment. The table of contents is amended by adding a third item relating to section 294 the following. Sec. 295. Organized Human Smuggling. Sec. 296, unlawfully hindering immigration, border, and customs control. 5. B. B. Prohibiting carrying or use of a firearm during and in relation to an alien smuggling crime. Section 924C of Title 18, United States Code, is amended. 1. In paragraph 1, in subparagraph A, by inserting alien smuggling crime after crime of violence, each place that term appears, and B. In subparagraph E, by inserting alien smuggling crime after crime of violence, and 2. By adding at the end the following. 6. For purposes of this subsection, the term alien smuggling crime means any felony punishable under Section 274A, 277, or 278 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1324A, 1327, and 1358. C. Statute of Limitations Section 3298 of Title 18 United States Code is affected by inserting 295-296 or 297 after 274A. Sec 3713, preventing criminals from renouncing citizenship during wartime. Section 349-88 U.S.C. 1481-A is amended. 1. By striking paragraph 6 and 2. Redesignating paragraph 7 as paragraph 6. Sec 3714, Diplomatic Security Service. Paragraph 1 of Section 37-A of the State Department Basic Authorities Act of 1956. 22 U.S.C. 2709-A is amended to read as follows. 1. Conduct investigations concerning A. Illegal passport or visa issuance or use. B. Identity theft or document fraud affecting or relating to the programs, functions, and authorities of the Secretary of State. C. Violations of Chapter 77 of Title 18 United States Code. And T. Federal offenses committed within the special maritime and territorial jurisdiction of the United States as defined in Section 79 of Title 18, United States Code, Sec 3715. Secure Alternatives Programs. In general, the Secretary shall establish secure alternatives programs that incorporate case management services in each field office of the Department to ensure appearances at immigration proceedings and public safety. B. Contract authority. The Secretary shall contract with non-governmental community-based organizations to conduct screening of detainees, provide appearance assistance services, and operate community-based supervision programs. Secure alternatives shall offer a continuum of supervision mechanisms and options, including community support, depending on an assessment of each individual's circumstances. The Secretary may contract with non-governmental organizations to implement secure alternatives that maintain custody over the alien. C. Individualized determinations. In determining whether to use secure alternatives, the Secretary shall make an individualized determination, and for each individual placed on secure alternatives, shall review the level of supervision on a monthly basis. Secure alternatives shall not be used when release on bond or reconnaissance is determined to be a sufficient measure to ensure appearances at immigration proceedings and public safety. D. Custody. The Secretary may use secure alternatives programs to maintain custody over any alien detained under the Immigration and Nationality Act, except for aliens detained under Section 236A of such Act 8 U.S.C. 1226A. If an individual is not eligible for release from custody or detention, the Secretary shall consider the alien for placement in secure alternatives that maintain custody over the alien, including the use of electronic ankle devices, Sec 3716. Oversight of detention facilities, the definitions in this section. 1. Applicable standards. The term applicable standards means the most recent version of detention standards and detention-related policies issued by the Secretary or the Director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. 2. Detention facility. The term detention facility means a federal, state, or local government facility or a privately owned and operated facility that is used, in whole or in part, to hold individuals under the authority of the Director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, including facilities that hold such individuals under a contract or agreement with the Director. B. Detention requirements. The Secretary shall ensure that all persons detained pursuant to the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101-SEC are treated humanely and benefit from the protections set forth in this section. C. Oversight requirements. 1. Annual inspection. All detention facilities shall be inspected by the Secretary on a regular basis, but not less than annually, for compliance with applicable detention standards issued by the Secretary and other applicable regulations. 2. Routine oversight. In addition to annual inspections, the Secretary shall conduct routine oversight of detention facilities, including unannounced inspections. 3. Availability of records. All detention facility contracts, memoranda of agreement, and evaluations and reviews shall be considered records for purposes of Section 552F2 of Title 5 United States Code. For consultation, the Secretary shall seek input from non-governmental organizations regarding their independent opinion of specific facilities. D. Compliance mechanisms. 1. Agreements. A. New agreements. Compliance with applicable standards of the Secretary and all applicable regulations and meaningful financial penalties for failure to comply shall be a material term in any new contract, memorandum of agreement, or any renegotiation, modification, or renewal of an existing contract or agreement, including fee negotiations executed with detention facilities. B. Existing agreements not later than 180 days after the date of enactment of this Act, the Secretary shall secure a modification incorporating these terms for any existing contracts or agreements that will not be renegotiated, renewed, or otherwise modified. C. Cancellation of agreements, unless the Secretary provides a reasonable extension to a specific detention facility that is negotiating in good faith contracts or agreements with detention facilities that are not modified within 1 year of the date of the enactment of this Act, will be cancelled. T. Provision of information. In making modifications under this paragraph, the Secretary shall require that detention facilities provide to the Secretary all contracts, memoranda of agreement, evaluations, and reviews regarding the facility on a regular basis. The Secretary shall make these materials publicly available. 2. Financial penalties. A. Requirement to impose subject to subparagraph C. The Secretary shall impose meaningful financial penalties upon facilities that fail to comply with applicable detention standards issued by the Secretary and other applicable regulations. B. Timing of imposition. Financial penalties imposed under subparagraph A shall be imposed immediately after a facility fails to achieve an adequate or equivalent median score in any performance evaluation. C. Waiver. The requirements of subparagraph A may be waived if the facility corrects the noted deficiencies and receives an adequate star in not more than 90 days. T. Multiple offenders in cases of persistent and substantial noncompliance, including scoring less than adequate or the equivalent median star in 2 consecutive inspections, the Secretary shall terminate contracts or agreements with such facilities within 60 days, or in the case of facilities operated by the Secretary, such facilities shall be closed within 90 days. B. Reporting requirements. 1. Objectives not later than June 30th of each year, the Secretary shall prepare and submit to the Committee on the Judiciary of the Senate and the Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives a report on inspection and oversight activities of detention facilities. 2. Contents. Each report submitted under paragraph 1 shall include a description of each detention facility found to be in non-compliance with applicable detention standards issued by the department and other applicable regulations. B. A description of the actions taken by the department to remedy any findings of non-compliance or other identified problems, including financial penalties, contract or agreement termination, or facility closure. And C. Information regarding whether the actions described in subparagraph B resulted in compliance with applicable detention standards and regulations. Sec. 3717. Procedure for bond hearings and filing of notices to appear. Aliens in Custody. Section 236 State U.S.C. 1226 is amended by adding at the end the following. F. Procedures for custody hearings for any alien taken into custody under any provision of this Act, with the exception of minors being transferred to or in the custody of the Office of Refugee Resettlement, the following shall apply. 1. The Secretary of Homeland Security shall, without unnecessary delay and not later than 72 hours after the alien is taken into custody, file the notice to appear or other relevant charging document with the immigration court having jurisdiction over the location where the alien was apprehended, and serve such notice on the alien. 2. The Secretary shall immediately determine whether the alien shall remain in custody or be released, and without unnecessary delay and not later than 72 hours after the alien was taken into custody, serve upon the alien the custody decision specifying the reasons for continued custody and the amount of bond, if any. 3. The Attorney General shall ensure the alien has the opportunity to appear before an immigration judge for a custody determination hearing promptly after service of the SECRETARYS custody decision. The immigration judge may, on the SECRETARYS motion and upon a showing of good cause, postpone a custody redetermination hearing for no more than 72 hours after service of the custody decision, except that in no case shall the hearing occur more than 6 days, including weekends and holidays, after the alien was taken into custody. 4. The immigration judge shall advise the alien of the right to postpone the custody determination hearing, and shall, on the oral or written request of the individual, postpone the custody determination hearing for a period of not more than 14 days. 5. Except for aliens that the immigration judge has determined are deportable under Section 236C or certified under Section 236A, the immigration judge shall review the custody determination de novo and may continue to detain the alien only if the secretary demonstrates that no conditions, including the use of alternatives to detention that maintain custody over the alien, will reasonably assure the appearance of the alien as required and the safety of any other person and the community. For aliens whom the immigration judge has determined are deportable under Section 236C, the immigration judge may review the custody determination if the secretary agrees the alien is not a danger to the community and alternatives to detention exist that ensure the appearance of the alien as required and the safety of any other person and the community. 6. In the case of any alien remaining in custody after a custody determination, the Attorney General shall provide de novo custody determination hearings before an immigration judge every 90 days so long as the alien remains in custody. An alien may also obtain a de novo custody redetermination hearing at any time upon a showing of good cause. 7. The secretary shall inform the alien of his or her rights under this paragraph at the time the alien is first taken into custody by B. Limitations on solitary confinement. 1. In general, Section 236D, 8 U.S.C. 1226D is amended by adding at the end the following. 3. Nature of detention. A. Definitions in this paragraph. I. Administrative segregation. The term administrative segregation means a non-punitive form of solitary confinement for administrative reasons. A. Disciplinary segregation. The term disciplinary segregation means a punitive form of solitary confinement for disciplinary reasons. II. Serious mental illness. The term serious mental illness means a substantial disorder of thought or mood that significantly impairs judgment, behavior, capacity to recognize reality, or ability to cope with the ordinary demands of life. If solitary confinement, the term solitary confinement means cell confinement of 22 hours or more per day. B. Limitations on solitary confinement. I. In general, the use of solitary confinement of an alien in custody pursuant to this section, section 235 or section 241, shall be limited to situations in which such confinement, I. is necessary, A. to control a threat to detainee's staff or the security of the facility. B. To discipline the alien for serious disciplinary infraction if alternative sanctions would not adequately regulate the alien's behavior. R. CC. For good order during the last 24 hours before an alien is released, removed, or transferred from the facility. II. Is limited to the briefest term and under the least restrictive conditions practicable and consistent with the rationale for placement and with the progress achieved by the alien. And III. Complies with the requirements set forth in this subparagraph. A. Children who are younger than 18 years of age may not be placed in solitary confinement. II. Serious mental illness. I. In general, an alien with a serious mental illness may not be placed in involuntary solitary confinement due to mental illness unless such confinement is necessary for the alien's own protection. R. BB. If the alien requires emergency stabilization or poses a significant threat to staff or others in general population. II. Maximum period. An alien diagnosed with serious mental illness may not be placed in solitary confinement for more than 15 days unless the Secretary of Homeland Security determines that any less restrictive alternative is more likely than not to cause greater harm to the alien than the solitary confinement period imposed. R. BB. The likely harm to the alien is not substantial and the period of solitary confinement is the least restrictive alternative necessary to protect the alien, other detainees, or others, if own protection. I. In general, involuntary solitary confinement for an alien's own protection may be used only for the least amount of time practicable and if no readily available and less restrictive alternative will maintain the alien's safety. II. Maximum period. An alien may not be placed in involuntary solitary confinement for the alien's own protection for longer than 15 days unless the Secretary of Homeland Security determines that any less restrictive alternative is more likely than not to cause greater harm to the alien than the solitary confinement period imposed. II. Prohibited factors. The Secretary of Homeland Security may not rely solely on an alien's age, physical disability, sexual orientation, gender identity, race, or religion. The Secretary shall make an individualized assessment in each case. V. Medical care. An alien placed in solitary confinement shall be visited by a medical professional at least 3 times each week. II. Shall receive at least weekly mental health monitoring by a licensed mental health clinician. And II. Shall be removed from solitary confinement if a mental health clinician determines that such detention is having a significant negative impact on the alien's mental health. And BB. An appropriate alternative is available. V. Notification. Access to counsel. If an alien is placed in solitary confinement, the alien shall be informed verbally and in writing of the reason for such confinement and the intended duration of such confinement if specified at the time of initial placement, and II. Shall be offered access to counsel on the same basis as detainees in the general population. II. Longer solitary confinement periods. If an alien has been subject to involuntary solitary confinement for more than 14 consecutive days, the Secretary of Homeland Security shall conduct a timely review to determine whether continued placement is justified by an extreme disciplinary infraction or is the least restrictive means of protecting the alien or others. Any alien held in solitary confinement for more than 7 days shall be given a reasonable opportunity to challenge such placement with the detention facility administrator, which will promptly respond to such challenge in writing. VA oversight. The Secretary of Homeland Security shall ensure that he or she is regularly informed about the use of solitary confinement in all facilities at which aliens are detained. And II. The department fully complies with the provisions under this paragraph. C. Disciplinary segregation. Disciplinary segregation is authorized only pursuant to the order of a facility disciplinary panel following a hearing in which the detainee is determined to have violated a facility rule. T. Administrative segregation. Administrative segregation is authorized only as necessary to ensure the safety of the detainee or others, the protection of property or the security or good order of the facility. Detainees in administrative segregation shall be offered programming opportunities and privileges consistent with those available in the general population, except where precluded by safety or security concerns. 2. Annual report. The Secretary shall collect and compile information regarding the prevalence, reasons for, and duration of solitary confinement in all facilities described in paragraph 3. B. Submit an annual report containing the information described in subparagraph A to Congress not later than 30 days after the end of the reporting period. And C. Make the data contained in the report submitted under subparagraph B publicly available. 3. Rulemaking. The Secretary shall adopt regulations or policies to carry out Section 236(e)(3) of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as amended by paragraph 1, at all facilities at which aliens are detained pursuant to Section 235, 236, or 241 of such Act. C. Stipulated removal. Section 240b, 8 U.S.C. 1229a, is amended to read as follows. D. Stipulated removal. The Attorney General shall provide by regulation for the entry by an immigration judge of an order of removal stipulated to by the alien or the alien's representative and the service. An immigration judge may enter a stipulated removal order only upon the finding and in-person hearing that the stipulation is voluntary, knowing, and intelligent. A stipulated order shall constitute a conclusive determination of the alien's removability from the United States.